In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. Whoever is of God hears the words of God. All throughout Lent, the crowds around Jesus have gotten more and more irritated with Jesus and His word. 2 weeks ago, they accused Jesus of driving out demons by the power of Satan himself. This week, they accuse Jesus of being possessed by a demon, of blaspheming, and of deserving death. So it is with the Word of God. If you are not of God, you cannot hear it. You will not hear it. Those not of God not only refuse to hear the word, but eventually it will be taken away from them. And in the end, they receive what they wanted. This is the litmus test of faith. How do you receive the word of God? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them, Jesus judged the Jews, is that you are not of God. Did you catch how the crowd of Jews only selectively heard the words that Jesus spoke to them even then? Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets, and yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. But that's not what Jesus had said. He told them, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. What's the difference? It's just a small change. But it demonstrates that while hearing, they do not hear. Later, the crowd charged Jesus, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Indeed, because the Son of God is co-eternal and co-equal with God the Father, he had seen Abraham. He created Abraham. But that's not what he said to them. He said, your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. Finally, when Jesus declared to the crowd, before Abraham was, I am, they picked up stones to kill him. It's not a grammatical mistake. It's theological precision. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Before he took flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin, Jesus was. Before they named him Jesus, the name that means he saves his people from their sins, the second person of the Trinity was. He was, he is, he will be. All at the same time. All in one person. In saying, I am, Jesus used the holy name of God about himself. I am who I am, God declared to Moses. He is God, and his word is terribly offensive. So how do you receive the word? Certainly, there were multitudes, even in Jesus' day, who rejected his preaching outright, as there are today. Perhaps they were too lazy to attend to the most important matters of the week at the beginning of the week, hearing and receiving the word of God. Perhaps their idols of mammon and money have them working instead of receiving the gifts of God. Whatever the reason, their refusal to hear the word of God is obvious. So this warning from Jesus is not levied against them, those who are not here, but to those in the pews, those whose ears ring with the word of God, as the Jews did in hearing the preaching of Jesus, but who nevertheless accused him of being demon-possessed. How do you hear the word of God? Is your hearing rather selective, as theirs was? God commands generosity towards the church and towards the poor. But the crowd replies, certainly God means generosity within reason. I'll give what I can without having to modify my lifestyle. God would certainly never ask that of me. Certainly Christianity does not demand that much sacrifice. God commands chastity, saying, lead a sexually pure and decent life in what you say and do. But the crowd responds, what harm can a little viewing do or a little joking? If God really meant not to look at women to whom you're not married in various states of undress, or not to let your ears be filled with coarse sexual joking, what would you watch on television? Certainly, Christianity is not that inconvenient. And when God says, defend your neighbor and speak well of him, and explain everything in the kindest way, the crowd replies, certainly God does not mean to command what we say while we're at the hairdresser, or in the church parking lot, or getting coffee with friends. What else would we have to talk about if God demanded rigid obedience to the eighth commandment? Certainly Christianity is not that demanding on our lifestyles and our habits. God commands, be fruitful and multiply, but the crowd reasons, of course by fruitful, God means once you're ready and established, and by multiply, he certainly permits the taking of drugs to keep things at a reasonable 2 or 3. Certainly, Christianity is not that countercultural. Be wary. This is playing with fire. This is the holy word of God. If you only selectively hear it, you are no better than the crowds to whom Jesus warned, if God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and has nothing to do with the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. The word of God is truth. Any compromise, therefore, is a lie and is not from God, but only from the father of lies. Push away his word, make your excuses, harden your heart, and eventually faith will shrivel up and die. And then nothing will avail for you on the last day. Today, if you hear his word, his voice, do not harden your hearts. Whoever is of God hears the word of God. Everything depends on the word. The Jews were wrong. Jesus is neither possessed by a demon, nor does he come from the devil. He, the incarnate word, comes from his Father. That's what got the Pharisees really riled up. What really ruffled their feathers. The news that this word of God incarnate had come from his Father to die as the sacrifice for sinners. That's the heart of the word of God that you cannot, simply cannot bear to hear without faith. The word of God took on human flesh in order to die the death that every sinner deserves, the death that you deserve, to be the lamb for the sacrifice. The world simply cannot bear to hear that, nor can they understand it. But you, beloved of the Lord, hearers of the word of God, you have received the Lord's gift of faith. The faith without which the word of God is impossible to comprehend comes to you exactly through the hearing of the word. The faith that the Lord requires, he gives freely as a gift. So today, as you hear his word, do not harden your hearts. You cannot make yourself a child of the Heavenly Father, but by the power and the promise of his word, he has made you his child in the waters of holy baptism. And whoever is of God hears the words of God. And the reverse is true. Whoever hears the words of God is of God. It's not a command. Jesus doesn't tell you, hear the word of God. It's simply matter of fact. Whoever is of God hears the words of God. What do you hear? He has made you His child through the water and word of baptism. He continues to deliver to you that very word that made you His own. You hear His word of absolution. You hear His words of consecration of bread and wine, making them to be the vessels for His body and blood. And then you hear His gracious invitation to receive these for your salvation. Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The powerful word of God, which changed you from an heir of death, a sinner deserving death and damnation, to an heir of life, a sinner who receives the treasures of heaven for the sake of Jesus. From a child of the devil to a child of God, the word still continues to work. Like flame attracts a moth, and moths can't go away from the flame, the word of God draws the people of God to it, and they have no choice. They are compelled by the faith which the Lord has given them to gather around the Lord's word and sacraments. So today, as you hear the word of God, do not harden your hearts. It is the word of God proclaimed to you that was the means by which the Holy Spirit delivered His gift of faith. It is the word of God proclaimed to you through which the Holy Spirit keeps you and grows you in that faith. It is the word of God proclaimed to you, delivered to you in holy baptism, applied to you in holy absolution, fed to you in the Holy Supper, that word that makes you of God. You don't make yourself of God. God, in His word, makes you of God. And then whoever is of God hears the words of God. And whoever hears the words of God is of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.